248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. We're learning more about the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX that lost an entire section of fuselage in midair. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at the airport in Portland, Oregon.
The day before, Alaska restricted that airplane's ability to fly a long distance, like to Hawaii and back, over water because of these pressurization warning lights that were coming on and off in the cockpit.
Almost a week after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was secretly hospitalized, the Pentagon says he's recovering well and in good spirits. But CBS's Weijia Jiang says questions remain.
We still don't know what his initial medical procedure was or what complications arose from it.
Lily Gladstone is now the first indigenous person to win a Golden Globe Award. Her thanks in the Blackfeet language as she accepted the prize for Best Actress for Killers of the Flower Moon. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another bird flu case is confirmed in another commercial poultry operation in northwest Wisconsin. This time, it's in Washburn County. State and federal agriculture officials are on the case. They say birds from the flock are being euthanized and will not enter the food system. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A police chase through Wisconsin Rapids just before 8 a.m. on Saturday ended in arrest. A report came to the Wisconsin Rapids police that someone was brandishing a firearm at another motorist. Officers located the suspect and attempted a traffic stop. The man fled and officers initiated pursuit. The suspect's vehicle was disabled and the pursuit ended with him crashing into someone's home. The man tried to run, but officers caught him after a short foot pursuit and recovered a gun. The man, 29-year-old Dane A. Beinick, was booked into the Wood County Jail on multiple charges, including operating a vehicle to flee or elude an officer, repeater, recklessly endangering safety, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. On January 20th and 21st, you can fish without a license in Wisconsin. Remember that no ice is 100% safe and practice catch and release if you aren't keeping the fish to eat. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in the radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. We're going to kick things off with our good friend Brittany and taking a look at what Mother Nature's got in store. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Right?
I was a little hesitant to go to you. I did hear a little bit of our forecast already today, so I was a little hesitant to go to you. But we got to get to it. We know that it's coming. Winter is here. Brittany, what has Mother Nature got in store for us?
You know, if you want to point a finger at someone, I will take the blame because I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. I wanted a snowstorm. I really wanted it to hit us. So I think all of my vibes and energy that I put out there, it just started to come into fruition because this storm was supposed to hit central Illinois. It was doing this for all last week into this weekend. And then as of yesterday, everything started to shift north. So last minute, here's Chicago, Wisconsin. Oh, goodness. So, yeah, we're in this winter storm watch right now, which will likely slip to a warning as we progress through our day today. I'm telling everybody anywhere from basically Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau area, and south, all the way through the rest of the state, to prep for 5 to 8 inches. Mm. Very likely going to be a very heavy, wet snowfall. It's going to start tonight after 9 o'clock, about 1 to 2 inches through the overnight. So tomorrow morning we'll definitely see around 2 to 4 already sitting out there. And we've still got the rest of tomorrow to go through the snow as well. Mm. Some heavy snow accumulations where we could see 1 to 2 inches per hour. The timing looks to be the worst, the heaviest snowfall really hitting between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. tomorrow. So just kind of prep for that. If you can work from home, if you can avoid traveling, I would do so. If you do have to travel, good time to get that winter emergency kit ready to roll. I'm talking shovel, cat litter, blanket, water, flashlight, things like that. Because if you get stranded in the snow, you never know.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good note, Brittany. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. And appreciate the forecast. And we don't blame you. We don't blame you. It's not on you at all. You got to do it. You got a job to do. We appreciate you doing it well. Thank you very much, Brittany.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. You have a great day.
Sounds good. You too.
Brittany joining us. Thanks, Britt. Yeah. I appreciate her. She's great. We really enjoyed this. It's been a lot of fun working with her. We got good things lined up for you, everybody. It is a Monday show, so you don't know what could happen. It's just a wild show. Live radio. Nothing like it. We are going to get into a couple of interesting topics. We might be able to help you with some tips on how to improve your vocab.
Okay.
And it's not even Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. How about that?
We'll do it all week long.
Okay. The top reasons we set out emails about being out of office, even though we're not out of office. Even though, like,
don't bother me.
Fudging it just a little there.
We'll get into all that. We have our birthday and anniversary club coming up in a little bit. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun as well. 9 o'clock hour will kick off. Ooh, this feels good to say. First one for 2024, the kitchen's open.
Woo!
The first original, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, first original. That's a good point. Thank you, Melissa. That gives me a chance to brag and thank you again about all the work you did over our holiday breaks with your best of specials with the kitchen's open.
Yeah,
Melissa has a lot on her plate, everybody, and she added to that plate to give us those our specials that we had. I really enjoyed that. They were really fun. Good. Melissa did a great job with those, especially the segueing in between bits, in between segments. And that bits is a comedy. I'm sorry. I still got teaching in my head. You did a really nice job with the production of that. It was really smooth. It was really good. I don't know if, Melissa, I did not, I was teaching last night, so I did not get to watch the Golden Globes. Did you win a Golden Globe for that, Melissa? Did you?
Best editing in a local radio show.
or is that? I'm sorry. I just have not kept up on their categories. They have a lot of categories.
It could be. You never know.
We'll talk a little Golden Globes after the Kitchen's Open segment. Get into some entertainment with everybody. Looking forward to that. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to have 10 predictions about 2024 from 100 years ago.
Cool.
Yeah. I have no interest in predictions.
How accurate they are.
Like, I don't know how about you guys, but if you go back and look at predictions for 2023 and see how many of them, like out of the 10 or whatever, how many actually hit.
Yep.
That stuff doesn't always interest me that much. But something like this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm very curious. I have not pre-read it. I don't know what it looks like.
Oh, good. You'll be just as surprised as us.
Should be interesting.
Nice.
How was everybody's weekend? Melissa, how was yours?
You know, it seemed very short, but we did get in some visiting with some extended family over in Eau Claire. Got together with some family there on my mom's side, and a little bit of belated Christmas shopping in, and starting to do some prep for our Arizona trip that's happening in the spring.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
So, a full weekend. Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And I don't think you're alone on it feeling short after we get done with 2 weekends of Mondays off and coming back and everything. It's understandable.
It does feel a little weird. What? I don't get an extra day? Where's that 4-day work week? Come on, where is that? We want that. Bring that back.
We've had it for 2 weeks, man. It's set now. We just got to keep going.
That's right. Hey, we had it for 2 weeks, and the world's still moving.
Yeah, exactly.
America is still running.
Been a good start for that.
Mm-hmm. See, maybe we should. Yeah, let's use
if
that.
If that ever does happen, that would be the perfect way to do it.
Yeah,
it would be just going out of the Christmas in New Year's breaks into the new year with it on a fresh start. And four-day week.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody. This is permanent.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
And one of the most far-fetched things we have said.
Less far-fetched as time goes on, and other countries are proving this works.
That's true. Very true.
I want to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. I mean that with every bone in my body. I hope I'm wrong about that. I'm curious to talk about that and some other things with you guys in that list. That should be fun. And it's live radio. Who knows what could happen? Mm-hmm. We're also going to get into our schedule for the week, our sports schedule, our guests that we'll be having on. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun things, you know, to go on throughout the week this week. Thank you for sharing, Melissa. Seth, how was your weekend?
It was quite busy, actually, now that I think about it. We had my sister come up on Saturday and her family to do our belated Christmas. And my sister's 24th wedding anniversary is coming up. Oh, it's today.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll have to mention that during the anniversary thing.
Yeah,
so.
Nice. Good save.
I just remembered that now. So they come up with all my nephews came up for that, and that was a lot of fun to have their Christmas meal with them. And then yesterday we had our big production meeting for Glass Menagerie, get all of our ducks in a row for all the costumes and the props and the set and all that kind of stuff, which is great. I have to say, man, we have a great team for this show. It's going to be it's going to be amazing. They're all very excited about it. They're all ready to go and getting stuff done. So, oh man, it's going to be fabulous.
I was picking Seth's brain this morning about that, and I wish you guys could have seen how he lit up when he was talking about this.
It was a good meeting. I don't say that about meetings very much. It was really good.
I respect.
You enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
I respect and appreciate everything of you, brother. And we've known each other for a couple of years now, so I think we know each other fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
But Seth isn't the most animated guy.
No.
You're not necessarily the most, you know, an exclamation point.
He's talking about pie.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, Melissa.
There you go.
When I asked him how it was going and the way he lit up, it was like we were talking about pie.
Yeah.
It was like that's how excited Seth is for this next show. It's a really exciting moment, though, to be in these early stages of it and everything.
Yep. And and today is when we get down. We start the grueling rehearsal process. Mm-hmm. Have fun, Melissa. That's all I'm going to say. Have fun.
Thanks.
I'm so excited for not only you guys, for your team, but also our community, our audience. People are going to really, really enjoy this show.
I hope so.
And I think one of the things that's going to be cool about this, too, is being able to kind of, giving the audience a chance to kind of look behind the curtain a little bit as this is being made.
I agree.
There's a lot of people that the way they've gotten into movies and TV shows or theater in that place is because of the documentary or the making of.
Right.
Heart of Darkness to a lot of people is a better movie than Apocalypse Now.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things where sometimes people would rather see how the sausage is made than eat the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is fun about this. And I hope is going to encourage people more and more to not only take in this show, but to support local theater, to support theater in general.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I'll keep everyone and Melissa, of course, because she'll be involved as well. We can both talk about what's going on. So,
it's going to be fun. Going to be very fun. Very excited. Find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. You can get tickets right now. You can have them already taken care of, and you're all good to go.
Lock them in.
Let's start right here, everybody. Younger generations have always had a rebellious spirit, but with technology, the divide between generations is probably even more extreme these days. According to new data, 74% of Gen Zers are likely to live their life in a, quote, rebellious fashion.
Okay.
Some of them have found that breaking standard lifestyle conventions has led to positive changes in their self-confidence and their convictions. They were also asked what rules and conventions that were worth breaking, and the top answer was having an unconventional job like a YouTuber or a tattoo artist.
Okay.
Other popular responses were breaking stereotypical norms, like being a woman in a male-dominated field. Dress codes were big, destroying those.
Okay.
Social events, going to a four-year college directly out of high school. Like, that's not considered standard anymore.
That's so fascinating, yeah.
When we were little, it was, and then that changed, and now it's going back to that. The whole taking a year off to find yourself and stuff, that's not happening as much.
Right.
Whether that's right or wrong or anything, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the way things have gone.
Yeah, right.
Social norms at gatherings, like leaving without saying goodbye to the host and having a typical 9-to-5 a day job is also stuff that is going by the wayside.
Yeah.
So I do like the whole, apparently this was a thing for a while where you just left. You didn't say goodbye to anybody. You just left.
Like, Hey, where'd so-and-so go? Oh, they just gone, I guess.
I guess that's not a big deal, but it did seem a little weird to me and a little rude-esque. Like, so that's come back quite a bit. And there are people that are looking for consistency again. Mm-hmm. Seth and I were talking a little bit about this during our pregame and everything, but we had the migration. We had the group of people that left, I want to go from a job to a career. Mm-hmm. I want to go from a job to a passion. And that was fantastic, and that was great. And there's a lot of people that are making a living in those industries. Mm-hmm. There's also some people that did that, and it didn't work out.
Right.
So now they're looking for something more concrete, something more specific. I know I'm going to have this job going forward.
Yeah. Security. Consistency, security, yeah, all that, yeah.
Obviously, the tech world is that for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I have found encouraging, and there is a lot of work that needs to be done on this, but it is encouraging when I talk to students and I talk to some of the younger people that I know, mm-hmm. that them wanting to get into healthcare and childcare specifically.
Childcare, yeah.
Specifically childcare. We're always going to be having kids. Mm-hmm. And there's a need, a bad need in that that industry. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to see some of the younger people that could be taking these, you know, I'm going to be an influencer. I'm going to be into Etsy. I want to take care of kids. I want to have a job that I know is going to be around in 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, we're always going to be having kids, so I'm going to get into childcare. Like, it's interesting to see where this has gone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that great migration didn't work out. There's thousands and thousands of people that it's working out perfectly fine for.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's also cool to see, though, that there is this you know, almost a buffer there, like a mm-hmm. falling point, like, hey, that didn't work. This institution is still here. This mm-hmm. world is still here. You can still dive into this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, seeing the change, you know, some of the stuff that you talked about there, about the, you know, not going to school directly after high school, going to, you know, college. Boy, wasn't that what you were supposed to do when we were, you know, in the 90s?
Yeah.
When we were, you know, getting out of school, right into college, because then you got to get on your career right away, man. Mm-hmm. You got to get on the ground floor. You got to do all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. Well, we're finding uh-huh. not only with the change of, you know, what college is, all these non-traditional students, you can go to college anytime.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's not like a bunch of, I mean, they're still mostly younger kids, but it's all people, all ages, all types now. You can do something else and then go back to school. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are in greater numbers, and the opportunities for, you know, taking classes online or
yep.
mm-hmm. attending a university even for in another state.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's been easier than ever to take mm-hmm. that non-traditional path. Yeah.
Yeah. But how many of us at 17, 18 knew what we wanted to do?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great point. Mm-hmm. And why should we need to know? That's the other thing. We're so young. Why do we have to map everything out at that point?
Well, and working for a year or even 2 years to get that job experience is also, I think, highly beneficial.
Mm, absolutely.
I like the idea of taking a year to intern in a field to see if you like it, mm-hmm. to see if this is what you want to do. And that doesn't mean that whole year has to be spent in one industry. Maybe you try an intern in different positions in different areas. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good thing, the way society went like that. I think a big problem with this is there's a lot of kids that are realizing, I just graduated high school, I'm already in debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already have to support myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How am I going to do that?
I need to get to work.
It's not going
to
be at $10 an hour.
No. Nope.
Guarantee you that.
Nope.
So there are plenty of people that are having to give up foregoing college, mm-hmm. Even mm-hmm. tech, going into a tech industry or something, or going to the tech school industry. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who are going into school right away because they feel like the clock is already ticking. They're an adult.
Yeah.
They got to get on this because they're already in debt. They're, you know.
Right. They need to find a solid job to get out of that. Right.
And interesting how it's all going to play out.
Yeah.
How this is happening. And what was old is new. What is new is old.
Of course. It always happens that way. Right.
I do think that all of this comes down to the individual.
Like, absolutely.
There was a fear like, oh, your kid takes a year off from school, they're never going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to be a bum.
Yeah. There are kids like that. There are going to be kids
It's
like
going to happen sometimes.
And there
yeah.
are kids that take that year off and are perfectly fine and go right back.
Yep.
There's going to be a little of both. Mm-hmm. Always. We'll take a break. Come back. A quick time out, and we'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
We have some snow on the way starting late this afternoon into this evening and continuing through tomorrow into tomorrow night. About 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it wraps up, with wind, especially tomorrow night, creating areas of blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody. It's the birthday and anniversary club. Sponsor pending. Seth, Melissa, and James here. We're here to celebrate all of you with our birthday and anniversary club. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody loves celebrating with you. Just get them to us at info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and, have some fun with this. Let's get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Yeah. Diving into our list, we have two possible qualifiers here. I need a 1 or a 2. Seth, what do we got here? What, a 1 or a 2?
1.
All right, that gives us the qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Hannah Jean.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Wishing you the best of days, Hannah. Hope it's a good one for you. We also have a special anniversary we want to mention.
Yes. My sister and my brother-in-law, it is their 24th wedding anniversary today. They did us the courtesy of being married in the year 2000, so I always know which one
nice.
It is.
Nice.
So it's 24 for 24.
Just for you.
Yeah. I think they did it for themselves, actually.
Smart.
So they can remember what it is. So, yeah.
That's just a really smart way to do it, actually. Yes. It's great. A big congratulations to them. Happy anniversary, you too. Mm-hmm. And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 53rd anniversary.
All right.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Mike and Deb Alft, a happy anniversary, you two.
Oh, happy
Mike
anniversary.
And Deb. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wishing you guys the best of days. Happy anniversary to you, and you're our qualifiers for today.
Want to know if there was a big blizzard when you got married?
Yeah, yeah.
You know those January and February weddings? You never know what the weather's going to do, especially around here. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Rachel Nichols is 44. Kieran Cameron on Continuum. She was in the Conan the Barbarian movies, G.I. Joe, and some others. A good character actor. Let's see, not touching on that one. Boy, oh boy, this is a rough list, everybody.
Not a good list today.
No, there are some canceled names on this list. Woo! Bob Eubanks, though, 86 years young for Bob Eubanks.
I didn't know he was still alive.
I didn't either. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm very happy that you are, Mr. Eubanks. I hope you have that great hair still.
Yeah.
The Newlywed Game superstar, Bob, was great at that show.
Mm-hmm. What a great host, yeah.
I can't imagine, you know, being a game show host in general. Like, but some of it doesn't seem too difficult. You're kind of segueing in between mm-hmm. things. You're doing what a good interviewer would do.
Right.
Then there's jobs like that, like game show host jobs like that, where it the whole purpose of the show is to make people uncomfortable
right.
in a funny way.
Exactly.
You know, and you've got to be able to nuance all that
mm-hmm.
and keep it PC, keep it friendly for the, you know, commercial audience and
right.
everything.
And sensors and things
right,
like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Bob Eubanks was incredible at that
job. He was very
just
good.
Just very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And Shirley Bassey is 87 years old. She sang the themes to three of the 007 movies.
Goldfinger.
Yeah. God, I love the way she sings. Diamonds Are Forever and Moonraker. It was Moonraker was so similar to Goldfinger. It was very similar. It was very. So that
what
was
a voice though, man.
God, what a voice. Mm-hmm. So she did the Sean Connery was Bond in the first two. The one mm-hmm. Moonraker, of course, Roger Moore.
Mm-hmm.
God, Moonraker. I don't know if, how well.
Did they jump? That part kind of jumped the shark.
It was
man.
Kind of the really jumping did. Of the shark. It
yeah,
really was.
Those Bond movies.
The guy with the mouth of metal.
Yeah. Oh,
Jaws.
Wasn't
Jaws.
He in that one?
Yeah.
Richard
Jaws.
Kiel. Oh, one of my favorite actors of all time. Love Richard Kiel.
Great actor. Great
yep.
actor.
That was so creepy. He did such a good job
yes.
in that role of being absolutely creepy.
Saw an interview with him once. Seems so nice.
One seemed of the
like
gentle,
such a sweet
yes.
people. Like,
yeah.
like a sweet person.
And
really
he's what,
good.
Seven? He was like 7 foot tall
yeah,
or something like
yeah.
that? Yeah.
Huge.
That was one of the things that I missed the most about the James Bond movies. They got away from the great villain, the great side
oh,
villain.
Oh, I know, like the henchman.
Odd Job.
Or, Odd Job, yeah, from Goldfinger,
oh,
yeah.
There was boy, just stay out of the way of his hat.
Well,
back then, they only had one bit, though. Like, what's his name had the mouth, so just don't yeah. let him get too close to bite you.
To bite you.
Odd Job had a hat. I don't know, like, once he threw the hat, I don't think he had anything else.
No, he didn't.
I think he was probably like, all right, that's it, I'm done.
Well, usually he liked to decapitated someone, so
yeah.
he was so good that he
yeah.
didn't need anything else.
True,
that
true.
Was what it was.
But it wasn't like you could like the henchman nowadays.
Yeah. Richard Kiel was his Jaws was so popular, he ended up in another Bond movie, and that never
that's
happened.
Right, that's right.
That they never brought back villains, but he was so popular
yeah.
they did.
Some people no longer with us. David Bowie would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1947, passed away in 2016.
Oh.
David Jones, his real name, changed it to avoid being confused with Davy Jones, of course, from the Monkees.
The Monkees. I miss David Bowie still.
Yeah.
I miss him.
I hear you.
He's one of my favorites.
I think one of the greatest artists of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Just period.
Fascinating.
I really do. Speaking of greatest artists of all time, Elvis Presley, born on this day in 1935, passed away in 77.
I didn't know they were born on the same day.
That's crazy.
I did not know that. Wow.
quite a day, too. Also, Evelyn Wood, born on this day in 1809, passed away in 95, speed reading innovator. Wouldn't have speed reading without it.
Wow.
And Stephen Hawking. You know.
Oh, wow. Astrophysicist extraordinaire, yeah.
Born in 1942, passed away in 2018, super genius physicist. Professor Hawking only guest starred once on any of the Star Trek shows, but he did 7 cameos on Big Bang Theory. But I think most of the audience and pretty much everybody in the world knows his most famous cameo was on The Simpsons.
Because he was so nasty.
So,
I love that.
So great.
That was a good one. He's like the biggest jerk on the planet. I love it.
I think he did like 2 cameos on there, and both of them were just legendary.
Yeah.
And I love that it was a big deal to him, too. Now, obviously, at that point in his life, Stephen Hawking was talking through a computer.
Right.
And there was a lot of, there was talk of, I guess, and this is all just speculation, but I guess there was talk of, hey, you don't actually have to be here. We could just have a robot kind of do voice thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, Stephen Hawking loved that show. It was a big deal to him to be on that show. So he was going to do it one way or another and everything. Also, one of the greatest books you can ever read. Like anything Stephen Hawking ever
mm-hmm.
published, go ahead and read it, everybody. I was made smarter and better because of his work.
He makes it understandable.
Yes.
There are aspects of my celebrity I don't like, but it would be hypocritical to complain. I can generally ignore it by going off to think in 11 dimensions.
There you go.
Great.
Must be nice to think in 11 dimensions,
yeah,
man.
That's
crazy.
It seems like it'd be pretty.
Yep.
We might be able to help you get a little more Stephen Hawking like when we come back. We're going to get into some vocabulary
stuff. Get your words better.
Mm-hmm. Get you
learn, speak good.
We'll get you learning. Get you some learning.
Learn you some words.
And learn you some words when we come back.
Oh, good grief.
We do want to wish one more time a happy anniversary to Beth's sister.
Yes.
And happy anniversary to them.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Hannah Jean.
Happy birthday.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 53rd to Mike and Deb Elf.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
awesome.
Mike and Deb.
Mm-hmm. Wishing you guys the best of anniversaries.
Yeah.
Enjoy. We will take a time out, get to our state local news. We'll come back. More fun on the way on the morning show here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A winter storm watch has been issued for Wood County from late tonight through late Tuesday night. The cities of Wisconsin Rapids, Rib Mountain, Wausau, and Marshfield are included in the watch. We could receive between 4 and 7 inches of snow with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. This would make difficult travel conditions and impact the Tuesday morning and evening commutes. If you have to travel during this time, be sure that your vehicle has an emergency kit and you have boots, hats, and mittens in case you get stranded. Registration is open now for the 9th Ride Across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Bike Fed. The 2024 RAW will take place August 17th and 18th. You can participate in 1 or 2 day options from 100 to 235 miles depending on your ambition and ability. The route goes from La Crosse to Milwaukee and includes the Elroy Sparta Trail Tunnels. You can visit rideacrosswisconsin.com for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. January is National Blood Donor Month, and that's no coincidence.
January was chosen because it's typically a challenging time of the year for us to collect life-saving blood.
Diane Wright of the American Red Cross says a blood transfusion is performed every 2 seconds in the United States. About 3% of Americans donate blood each year. Each donation helps two or more people in need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
You know, as soon as I start talking, the weather's going to kick
in.
It's going to jump in any second now. You know that, right, guys? Everybody knows that that's going to happen to me. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and Jim.
Yep,
I told you.
Into this evening and continuing through tomorrow into tomorrow night. About 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it wraps up, with wind, especially tomorrow night, creating areas of blowing snow. Today, cloudy, snow developing late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Thanks, Sean. We appreciate that. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown. Locally grown radio. We appreciate it. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you guys are all having a good one. Everybody doing good here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Good to hear.
Let's
get smarter, everybody. The English language has one of the highest word counts in the world, with over 170,000 published in the Oxford Dictionary.
Mm, wow.
But the average English-speaking adult only uses about 20,000 to 35,000 words.
Oh, Well, I didn't know that. That's cool.
So with plenty of room for improvement, here is a list of tips from Reader's Digest on how to learn new words and sound smarter.
All right.
Shout out to Reader's Digest, still going strong. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. I'm a little biased.
It's gotten a lot smaller over the years, but it's still there.
Yeah, I like that it's still around.
Mm-hmm.
So watch movies, especially the adaptations of your favorite book. Look like Pride and Prejudice, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
that's
the classics.
Yeah.
That's one way to improve your smarts. Listen to radio. That's second on the list. We didn't add that. That's second on the list.
Especially on Wednesdays.
There is actually a lot of nice slices. There is actually a lot to learning for a lot of people. A lot of people listen to talk radio. A lot of people listen to news radio.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to that, so you are, we learn better sometimes by hearing than we do by reading. And for a lot of people, that can improve that intelligence.
That's right.
If anything, certainly keep you more informed on that.
Yes.
Read to your children or nieces or nephews and nephews.
Yes.
I will add on to that. Take opportunities in your community to read to kids whenever you can. We have a couple of opportunities through our United Way, through our library systems. Anytime you could do
and
something
like
that.
The school system, too.
Yes. That's right. Yeah.
For tutors.
Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, it's a bit. You can tell how long it's been since I've been in school, or my kids have been in school. That's a great. That needed to be said. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's so many great opportunities. Not only is it an investment in the future. These kids are going to be running things one day. We want them to be able to feel as confident with reading as possible. There is tons and tons of evidence of how much smarter kids can be when they are read to.
Yep.
And you're going to enjoy it, too. Like, don't let that get lost in the shuffle. It's fun reading to kids. It may even spark your love of reading again.
Yeah, you never know. That's right, man.
Which could make you smarter.
Yeah, exactly.
So many great kid, like, even young adult books out there that you can read with your kids. Even just starting with, say, the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of options out there nowadays, especially with all of that genre of music, that age range of storytelling and stuff. There's so many different stories out there.
All that, all kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
Well, and they've taken so many of those now and turned them into movies. Obviously, Harry Potter is a great example of that. But now, Percy Jackson, as well. So,
yeah.
You know, you read the book series and then you can watch the movies together.
That's right.
Yeah. When reading on a tablet, if you come across a word you don't know, there's usually a feature where you can highlight it and see a dictionary definition.
That's cool.
I love this about my Libby app, which everybody can download on their phone for free, and you can put your library card in there and borrow as many books as you want.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, you just highlight the word and it tells you the definition, unless it's not in the dictionary.
Yeah. Unless it's a word that the author invented, yes.
Or is perhaps from another language.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I love being able to do this. I will admit, I'm not good at reading. And it takes me a long time to read. I'm one of those people that has to reread a paragraph and those things. So when I do have to look a word up, it kind of throws me off a little bit. But when I get back into it, it brings it home that much more. And I learned a new word, and I love learning.
That's true.
I think that's one of my favorite parts about reading, not just anything, nonfiction, fiction, anything like that, learning new words. Become an expert on a topic you enjoy. You'll learn new words that you can use when talking to people about your interests. It's why I encourage people. Like, I dove into The Simpsons, and I know there's there's no topic under the sun that you couldn't learn more about and couldn't be probably blown away and enjoy.
Of course, we all have interests that, you know, various interests, a little more than others. But isn't it fun to learn something new about something you didn't even think about before? It's wow, I didn't know that about the fork, or, you know, like mollusks or something like that. You know, who knows what it is?
Yeah, there's a lot out there. And actually, in reading the Glass Menagerie script, I've already learned several new words that I did not know the meaning of.
Jonquils.
Nice.
Cretin.
Yes.
I'd like to change. This is just my own feeling. I'm not getting on a soapbox on this one. This is one of the few times I'm not getting on a soapbox. But I've never mark it down.
Mark it down the calendar.
I've never liked the phrase "knowledge is power." I've studied, and my grandfather had me study powerful people and dictators and all these things throughout human history. And power is so fleeting and so overrated. Mm-hmm. I think knowledge is life. I think it's just life in general. That's okay. It. No greater standard, no making you better than another person or any of these things. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is the essence of life, is to learn. From the very first moment we picked up a stick, we've been doing this. We've been learning and trying to educate. And I think that that part of this topic is maybe one of the most vital parts of this conversation. Okay. Knowledge should not be about trying to be better than somebody else or feel smarter than or superior to somebody mm-hmm. else. This is for you. Mm-hmm. This is for you to take and you to feel smarter and you to feel stronger and confident about yourself and take that into the world and do some good with it.
Right. 100%.
Yeah. Join a book club. It's a good way to discover new books that you normally wouldn't read.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. That's yeah.
And book clubs are typically, at least the one that I've joined, they're pretty forgiving. Because I will fully admit, I've been to one book club meeting so far. Okay. They still include me.
Aww.
They still borrow me a book every month.
That's nice.
That's very nice. Yes.
That's very cool.
I will be very open with them and admit that I haven't touched the one that was given for this month.
Good on you for being honest.
Yeah, good job.
Melissa, I don't blame you, though. I tried to join a book club. It didn't work, so I joined a magazine club. I could do that. I could at least do that.
Reader's Digest Club.
No, I'm joking. But I do bring it up because the next one is read magazine articles. Don't just look at the pictures.
There you go. There's words. There's words. Read the words.
In all seriousness, there are still reporters out there. Like, there are people actually doing really writing good stuff. Work. Like, really good mm-hmm. reporting, and really mm-hmm. good storytelling.
People who write articles for magazines that are good.
Yep.
It implore people to read them more so we can keep them around.
Exactly.
Finally on here, and this one feels a little personal, stop being a hermit and get out of the house.
Go
to museums, new places, expose yourself to new worlds and new words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to do this with your own balance in mind. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it's very important
to
do.
Time and finances allow.
Of course. Right. Yeah.
But it's also, you know, we still have a lot of people that are struggling after the pandemic, what it's like to be out in the public mm-hmm. and being around large groups of people and that. And I think that when it comes to that, I encourage people to get out more and just in baby steps, sure, but whatever it takes, you deserve it.
Yes. I mean, and I love the museum thing because you can go to like any museum and you can learn something new. You can go to that exhibit of primitive man and learn how to say Australopithecus Africanus. And you're
nice.
And you're like, what is that? I'm learning something new. And now I can say a new word and impress my friends.
Super califug.
I knew you were going to do that. And there's opportunities in our own backyards. You know, the Southwood County Historical Museum. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there yet, and I would love to go.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Yep.
Great place. Shout out to our friends over there.
Yeah.
Paul and everybody. The good people over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point, Melissa. Thank you. You can find the complete article at readersdigest.com. Encourage you to go check that out. It's also at wordcounter.com. What is word counter? I've never heard of that one. Hang on a second here.
We're going count words, I guess? Okay.
I count words every day.
Yeah.
word counter grammar check. That's what it is.
Okay. There you go.
Interesting. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back with nothing but fun on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Aside from bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would be...
It's got... Come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We'll get to our weather in our next break. Hopefully, we'll be able to play it for you then. We will go ahead and get going here now, though, in the segment. I got a couple of things I wanted to touch on before we wrapped up the hour. Let's go ahead and dive right into this one. The top reasons that we have our out of office for our email.
Not being out of office, apparently.
Have you ever set your email or Slack to say you were out of the office when you weren't? Someone polled hundreds of people who work from home, and a third said that they've done it before. Only 8% have been caught, so it's fairly low risk.
Okay.
I've never used this feature.
Hmm.
I've never used
That's
this.
That's because you're never out of the office, James.
Fair point. Touche.
Traditionally, it's used when you're going on vacation.
Yes, right.
Okay. I just learned that. I did not even think of that. I swear to God, I'm 46 and I'm just learning this.
Yeah,
I feel
right.
like a fool. I did not think of that. Had I known that beforehand,
you can't even do it to hide because people know you're not in con, you know.
I am very glad we're not on Facebook Live because I am red right now. I am very red.
Take pictures, Seth.
Here are the top five reasons we'll lie about being away from our computer. To take a mental break, 25% said that one applies.
All right.
To work without being distracted, 20% with that one. Yeah,
okay.
I can see that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. To go on a run and to go and run an errand.
Yeah. Okay.
To do chores around the house. Okay.
Okay.
And the final one, to take a nap.
out of the office. I'm recharging my batteries is what I'm doing. Yeah, that's it.
That's good. That's a mental health 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So apparently I got no leg to stand on here. Do you guys, have you guys used this feature, and have you, I'm not asking if you've used it for any of these other purposes, but you've used the, feature before?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
I know you have, actually.
Did you get a reply?
I got a response from you when you were gone.
Yes.
So this happened with Don, like the other week. I sent out a mass email, and I got right away an email back. Don is out of the office.
He's not in.
So I just never think about those things.
Yep.
Interesting.
I've only used it, actually, I don't think I've used it yet in this job, but in a previous job when I worked for the school district in Tolmouth, I had, you know, took a week off, which happened, I think, once, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
Put my out of office, because you got to let people know you're not there in a position like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
I think it kind of depends on your position. Honestly, now, I will set my... because we use Gmail and you can set your activity.
Okay.
I often will set mine to do not disturb so that my computer doesn't ping at me when I'm trying to record.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
Yeah. That I can get. That I understand. Interesting, though. None the same. All the same. Still,
exactly.
Still pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, James, this is a feature that you could use someday when you take your vacation.
I like that. It's something to root for. It's
one more
to shoot
step.
For. Yeah.
One more step. Yeah.
I'm going to learn it's that feature. I'm going to figure that out. That's going to be awesome. On Friday, an Alaskan Airlines flight returned to Portland, Oregon soon after takeoff after a big piece of the side of the plane broke off, creating a refrigerator size hole.
Oh boy.
And this happened with a 100 Boeing 737 MAX plane. So the FAA has grounded them again.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, this was a mid-cabin door plug, an optional emergency exit that can be added. But this plane had it permanently plugged so that it just looked like a normal side panel with a window. Mm-hmm. But that's what apparently failed. The cabin became depressurized and oxygen masks dropped from above.
Mm-hmm.
The pilots asked for an emergency landing and it was successful. All six crew members and 171 passengers on board were fine. There were a couple more minor injuries, but nothing serious.
Nice. Good.
In response, the FAA has forced airlines to ground Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for additional inspections.
Okay.
They say this was a precautionary, but it's worth pointing out that these are the same planes that were in the news 5 years ago.
Ugh.
In 2018 and 19, shortly after being introduced, two Boeing 737 MAX 8, 9, MAX 8 planes crashed, killing everyone on board. One was that Indonesian flight. The other was the Ethiopian flight.
Okay.
Both were heavily covered in the news.
Okay.
The safety issues in those cases had nothing to do with this plug door problem, and 737 MAX planes have had an excellent safety record over the past 2 years. Or past several years.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like some of these planes could be cleared to return to the air very soon, but others may take weeks, if not months, for protocol to be fulfilled.
Okay.
In any event, the grounded planes caused hundreds of flight cancellations over the weekend. By the way, they're still looking for that piece of the plane that fell off in Oregon.
Oh, dear. Oh, okay.
Oregonians. Be on the lookout for that one.
Oregonians?
Oregonians.
Oregonites?
Yeah. Oregonians.
Is that what it is? Like. Oregonians? Yes. Okay.
I only learned that from another actor I knew growing up.
Oh, okay.
That's the one person from Oregon I've known. So it may not
right.
be that. That may just been him.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's interesting. I also think it's noteworthy, too. There are such monopolies going on with our flight industry.
Oh, yeah.
These kind of things need to be like they have to be held accountable.
Yes.
A lot of that needs to be
absolutely
taken place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you guys ever flown on one of these?
Yes. In fact, I think when I went down to South Carolina, I was on one for a while.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that was now that I think about it, I'm like, okay. Well, I'm glad my flight went well.
Right.
And I have to look into it.
And I think most of them are fine. Yeah, right, yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So is there anything that would keep you from flying as far as this kind of news? Like you have a flight and anybody has plans coming up or anything, and I'd love to include the audience in this, 715-424-2600. If something, you read a story like this, does mm-hmm. it make you hesitate at all from flying?
No.
Not really.
Not me, no.
I mean, nobody got hurt. I mean, yes, there were minor injuries. Nobody died.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were able to land the plane. You know, our pilots and the crews, they do a lot of training and a lot of preparation, and they were obviously well prepared to deal with a situation in the air and were able to get everybody down safely.
Mm-hmm.
So it would definitely add some excitement to the trip.
More than most people would want. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. But they lived to tell the tale.
They did. Right? They did. Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Somebody said for that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Another interesting one I got here for you, wanted to get to. Have you guys ever watched Antique Roadshow or any of those fan things?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to work at a public television station, so I got to watch it way more than I ever thought I would.
Interesting. Melissa, you said you did too? Mm-hmm. I not worked at one, but
watch the show.
That would be a fascinating coincidence if both of you had actually worked at one.
Yeah, it would be.
Why didn't I run into you?
So this is interesting. I always thought that those shows are, I haven't watched a ton of them, to be honest, but I think they're kind of cool shows. A brooch purchased for under $25 from a British antique store in the 1980s is now headed to auction and is expected to fetch up to $19,000. After an appearance on Antique Roadshow.
Whoa.
Cool.
Gilding's auctioneer said Flora Steele was watching a Most Wanted Finds clip from a 2011 episode of Antiques Roadshow when she recognized some sketches showed on screen from the Victorian Albert Museum archive.
Okay. Wow.
The designs were for brooches designed by Victorian Gothic Revival designer and architect William Burgess. As they reminded Steele of a piece that she had purchased from an antique store for less than $25 back in 1988.
Wow, cool.
That's pretty interesting.
That's pretty neat.
That fascinate me too. It's like, what do I maybe have that's worth something? Of course, most of it isn't. But
yeah,
there's always that
most of it is something not quite so interesting. But I love those stories. So mm-hmm. so you're good.
I think that something like that would be pretty fun to have happen. Mm-hmm. Like I don't care. Like getting a bunch of money out of it is you know, that's nice, obviously. But that I'm thinking more of just like it'd be cool. Like mm-hmm. it'd just be a cool story to be able to tell. Hey, I had this thing in my basement forever, and look what it turned into.
Yes, exactly.
I think that'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything in your, like, and I'm not just talking to you two, anybody out there in the masses, mm-hmm. anybody out there listening, anybody out there have an item that you think might be worth something?
Mm-hmm.
Or feels like it should be worth something.
There's a difference there.
Yeah, I felt it.
That's the question, right?
You know, so many things I feel like should be worth so much money.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot express the amount of plate spinning I am doing right now, so I apologize if I'm not making a ton of sense.
No, that's all right. I think that the trick is finding somebody who's willing to pay for it, because some mm-hmm. things aren't really worth money. But because there are people out there who think they are, they are.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it could be something that I when my aunt passed away, she had a bunch of original paintings from various artists. No one, you know, super uber famous or anything like that.
No Van Goghs.
No, nothing like that. But who knows? I mean, these are professional artists that maybe someday will become more famous. And you know, maybe one of those things where, oh, wow, you've got an original so-and-so. And maybe that would be worth something someday. So, yeah, you never know.
You just never know. And look at what happened with the Beanie Baby collectors.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the poor Beanie Baby collectors.
That's a good point. That's another interesting part of this, too. The things that you don't know are going
to
become...
Oh, absolutely. That's the craziness, man.
Trying to invest in something you think might...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see here. I was just going to take a call, but
maybe it's not such a good idea right now.
We do have some exciting stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, we're looking forward to the kitchen's open. It's going to be a fun one. Got a great line. It's been a while since we've had that, so we're excited to have that back. That is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some other fun ones. I want to get into these predictions from 10 years ago.
Oh, or 100 years ago. About 2024. Where's my flying car?
Yeah. We kind of got a couple of things, it seems like. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun one to get into, of course. We'll have plenty more. We want you guys to call up and interact. Call up and join the conversation. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join us. We would love to hear from every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other thing I wanted here, too? There was another one here. So this brooch that she bought from Antiques Roadshow, she got that during Christmas, and she's going to she is going to be talking to them about that, and apparently that added to the story. It's going to be on Antique Roadshow, one of the next episodes coming up.
All right.
So be on the lookout for that. That should be a great one.
All right.
We're going to take a time out. We're going to go ahead and get to our CBS and local news in theory. And we'll be back with more fun right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
From Wisconsin Rapids to